Good morning. I heard a fellow say once that his first words when he says Jesus is going to be, "I know you." I don't know what my first words will be, but I'm thankful that God has given us opportunity and means to get to know him. We are going through the Ligonier Statement on Christology, and we're up to Article 24. We affirm those who believe in the name of Jesus will be welcomed into his eternal kingdom, but those who do not believe in Jesus will suffer eternal conscious punishment in hell, and we deny that in the end all will be saved. We further deny that those who die without faith in Christ will be completely destroyed. So, in this article, our attempt here is to get to know Jesus Christ, who he is, and to know more about him. So I'm going to be reading some verses both from the Old Testament and in the New to show the agreement and the continuity. I'm also going to be starting with the denial. The first denial is we deny that in the end all will be saved. And as we think of the power of the blood of God and think about the verse that says that God delights in mercy, this is a legitimate question. Will everyone be saved? But to grab a hold of this theory, we have to skip over a lot of other verses. And I'm going to be reading quite a few of those this morning. We further deny that those who die without faith in Christ will be completely destroyed. And there are people who deny the existence of hell and believe that that unbelievers will simply perish and be gone. But the Bible also uses the word everlasting frequently. And again, I'm going to be reading a lot of verses that use that word everlasting. Everlasting fire, everlasting punishment, everlasting contempt, which really negates this theory. So from here, we're going to move to the affirmation. I'm going to start with Daniel chapter 12. Verse 2. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 through 43. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verses 5 through 10, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We have the parable in Matthew 25. Not sure it's a parable. Matthew 25 talks about, it's not a parable, talks about the sheep and the goats, and that God would be separating, and that also uses the word everlasting. I'm not going to read all of that. I'm going to go to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 13 and 14. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Second Peter chapter 1. Verses 10 and 11. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would like to close with Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let's pray. Dear Father, we do look forward to your kingdom coming, to a new heaven and a new earth. And we ask you for grace that we could serve you acceptably with reverence and godly fear. In Jesus' name.